Hello, this is Mike Burek, your host and producer of Kanenitsa, The Well, a podcast about interesting and notable Ukrainians from around the globe. This episode is produced for The Ukrainian Weekly, a newspaper published in English in the U.S. for the global Ukrainian community since 1933. Our guest for this episode today is Tamara Sibi-Holovko, who is the Razum project lead for the Ukraine Response Initiative and the Welcome Center, the refugee coordinator for Ukrainian Jersey City, and also the VP of Soyuz Ukrainok, branch number 143. Welcome, Tamara. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me today.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on Krenitsia. To start off with, can we get a little bit of information about your educational and professional background?
Sure. I finished my master's degree in hypnotherapy and holistic medicine, also in biology and chemistry. I worked a while in that type of job, and then I was a social influencer for about 3 years. And then when the beginning of the war started in February of 2022, I knew I needed to do something for Ukraine and the Ukrainian people, but I don't fly. So the only way that I would be able to do something for them would be something in America that would help them very much. And that's why I decided to help the refugees and the people that were going to come here during the war and help them set up their life and in every way possible, being with housing, food distribution for them, clothing, humanitarian aid, everything that was going to be appropriate for them to be able to survive in their new country that they were going to live in.
Tamara, I know that your Sibi family has been in Jersey City for many years. Can you tell us a little bit about them? When did they first arrive in the U.S.?
So it actually started with my great grandparents, because I'm fourth generation born in USA. So my great grandparents came from Ukraine in the 1800s yet. And they started a business in Jersey City, a kind of a store, a meat market, both sides of the family. So the Tizio family, which was my mom's side, was in the Heights of Jersey City. They did a store. And my father's side, the Sibby side, Ferkers, they did it downtown. They had a store. So, but it's funny because my uncle, which is my great uncle, he kind of did the same thing that my mom and me did by helping people from Ukraine, because he would go to Ellis Island when people came in from Ukraine and take them and live in our house that I still live in today, to help them and support them while they came and they were very newly arrivals in America. And we still know almost all of those people that came then, and they're still friends with us today. So, and we called them, I never knew. I used to call them aunts and uncles, thinking they were truly our aunts and uncles, but they were actually people that came from Ukraine that my family helped.
Can you tell us a bit about the organization Ukrainian Jersey City? When was it founded and why?
So, Ukrainian Jersey City was founded almost 3 years ago. To be a cultural liaison organization that blended Americans with Ukrainians that came from Ukraine and didn't really have the contact and the people that they needed to talk with. When people in America think of Ukrainians, they don't really think of Ukraine being so overwhelmed with culture, with musicians, with artists, with galleries, with all kinds of different aspects of life. So we wanted to show Americans in our city that Ukrainians are abundance. They have an abundance of culture. And that's why we started it, to be a cultural organization. We didn't know that as of February 2022, we were going to change a little bit and become a full-blown organization that was going to help Ukrainian people here and all around, everything that was needed to survive for the people in Ukraine on the front lines, ambulances, refugees, all different types of projects we have open now.
Can you tell us a bit about your work with Razm? And first of all, what is Razm?
So Razm in English means togetherness, and it totally means together because there is also many projects in Razm, but what I do is I've started in March of 2022. I started working with Razm as a volunteer, helping again refugees that came in during the war to set up housing, food distribution, humanitarian aid, and helping with their benefits and lawyer clinics. So we did that. We started that in March as a volunteer. And then as of July of 2022, Mayor Adams in New York City had distributed a grant that we had won. We were part of one of the resettlement agencies because we're not a resettlement agency. We're only a nonprofit, but we were one of the nonprofits that received a grant from Eric Adams, Mayor Adams in New York City, to help us and help refugees and displaced persons that came from Ukraine with benefits and all the paperwork that they would need to survive in the beginning.
And how many Ukrainian displaced persons have arrived in Jersey City since the Russian invasion of Ukraine began in 2022?
So I'm not only Jersey City, I'm considered Hudson County Refugee Coordinator. So right now we have over 580 families that have come in to Jersey City that are under us that we know about. In New York City, it's over 2,200 that have come to us to Razum that are getting help. So each organization has different amounts because each organization has different people that ended up in different places. So that's why there's a different amount.
And where do they come from in Ukraine? Is it primarily from Eastern Ukraine?
There is a mix of Eastern and Western. Ukraine has a war. It's not just in East Ukraine, it's in the whole Ukraine. So people are coming from everywhere, Lviv, Kyiv, Donetsk, everywhere through the whole Ukraine is coming. But there is a lot more coming from the east because that is where it is mostly occurring right now, the bombs and the war.
And what does your program in Razm do to help these refugees?
Well, we try to do from A to Z. Housing, as you know, in our area in New York City and New Jersey area is very hard. So we try to help them by finding realtors that want to work with them so that they would be able to receive apartments and housing. We also help with humanitarian aid. We've done over 11 distributions that were monthly that were health and humanitarian aid, which they were able to come and get food, clothing, shoes, and do also their TB tests, plus flu shots, plus COVID tests and vaccines. So that's what we've been doing for the past almost 2 years.
And can you tell us a little bit about the US program Uniting for Ukraine? What exactly does it offer to Ukrainians?
So United for Ukraine, from the beginning of June 2022 up until September 30th, 2023, people that were coming in as sponsored people, which means that someone here in America would have to sponsor the family or the person, and the people come here and they receive benefits as if they were Americans. Plus, they receive Social Security number and work authorization. But as of September 30th of 2023, there was no more benefits. There are no more benefits giving out. So the people are just coming here because they need to run from the war. But other than that, they're not receiving any help from the government.
What percentage of your Ukrainian clients plan to return to Ukraine and when?
So there have been people that have come here through TPS, which is Temporary Protective Status, and U4U that have only come for a limited time because they couldn't handle it. It's been too hard. Some of them do not know the language. It's, very hard to adjust to immigrate to a new country, not alone immigrating during a war. So a lot of them have gone back already. But I would say there's about a 30 to 70% difference. 30%, I still think, will return to Ukraine, and 70% by time the war is over, already children will be settled in schools here, families will be settled in jobs, and it'll be hard to pick up and return to Ukraine and start all over again. So I think that it's more like a 70-30 percent.
Amata, unfortunately, we're just about out of time, but I did want to ask you one final question. What do you think has been the greatest challenge for these Ukrainian refugees here? And also, what has been the greatest challenge in working with them?
The greatest challenge is the psychological and mental strain they've had since they came from war to America. And even though they seem normal to you and I when they speak, it's very hard for them to come here and try to adjust to a new world, because that's what it's for them, is a new world, a new language, a new life, a new way of living. It's very, very hard. And so that's the most difficult thing for us and for them that they had to go through from the beginning that they came here.
If our audience wants to find out more about both the Razum program for refugees and Jersey City, Ukraine, where can they go?
So Ukrainian Jersey City and organization Razum both have websites, razumforukraine.net and also UkrainianJerseyCity.com. Both of them have websites that they can go on, they can support, they can donate, and they can see all the work that both of us have done.
Tamara, thank you so much for joining us today on Krenitsia.
Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
I have been speaking with Tamara Sibi-Holovko, who is a Razum project lead for the Ukraine Response Initiative and Welcome Center, a refugee coordinator for Ukrainian Jersey City, and vice president with Soyuz Ukrainok, branch number 143. And this episode of Krenitsia has been produced for the Ukrainian Weekly, a newspaper published in English for the global Ukrainian community since 1933. I'm Mike Burek, your host and producer of Krenitsia. Until next time, that's all for now.